He thought about putting them into his resurrection spell, but it was not really worth it, as he could only use that spell once a day. He decided to rank it up by using it for a while so he could grasp the concepts behind it. Joe placed 14 points into ritual magic, saving 2 points just in case he needed them later. After accepting the changes, his mind was flooded with new concepts and nuanced meanings of all the diagrams and spell components he had studied thus far. It felt like he had just graduated high school with an education devoted to rituals. He read the notification that appeared, followed by looking over his stat sheet and top 5 skills. Skill increased. Ritual magic. Student 9. Rejoice. You have entered the ranks of a student in ritual magic. Based on your recent combat-aligned ritual usage, a new effect will be added to the skill. Effect. Rituals are 10% more effective against single targets. This increases to 15% if another being was forced to participate in the ritual's creation against their will, and to 20% if the target of the ritual was forced to participate in the creation of the ritual. Forcing does not include using their genetic material to target them. Name: Joe, the Chosen of Tatum. Class: Arc Cleric. Actual: Ritualist. Profession: Scholar. Actual: Occultist. Level 9. Experience: 37,978. Experience to next level: 7,022. Hit points: 50 out of 50. Modifier: 50 plus 0. Mana: 704 out of 704. Modifier: 12.5 per point of intelligence, plus 100% from deity, minus 12% from mana manipulation. Mana regen: 8.99 per second. Modifier: 0.25 per point of wisdom, plus 9% from coalescence. Stamina: 50 out of 50. Modifier: 50 plus 0 plus 0. Characteristic: raw score. Modifier: Strength: 10. Modifier: 1.10. Dexterity: 12. Modifier: 1.12. Constitution: 10. Modifier: 1.10. Intelligence: 33. Modifier: 1.33. Wisdom: 32. Modifier: 1.32. Charisma: 15. Modifier: 1.15. Perception: 25. Modifier: 1.25. Luck: 15. Modifier: 1.15. Karmic luck: plus 5. Top skills: Jump, Master 0. Your ability to jump skillfully and without hurting yourself. Jump around, Master 0. Add your jump skill level to anything that can be jumped. Be careful not to jump to incorrect conclusions. Current: plus 62. Ritual magic, student 9. Ability to create, maintain, and change rituals much more efficiently than usual. Minus 0.5 N% mana and component cost, where N equals skill level. Rituals are 10% more effective against single targets. This increases to 15% if another being was forced to participate in the ritual's creation against their will, and to 20% if the target of the ritual was forced to participate in the ritual. Forcing does not include using their genetic material to target them. Mana manipulation. Beginner 9. Minus 30 plus 1 N% mana. Plus 1 plus 1 N% spell efficiency, where N equals skill level. Maximum 25% efficiency. Mend. Beginner 8. Select a target to heal, restoring 5 N health, where N equals skill level. Mend is able to heal broken bones. Dark affinity is automatically added to the spell and will heal dark-aligned creatures twice as effectively. Looking over the stats and skills, Joe rubbed his chin thoughtfully. He had a solid set of skills and a supportive guild, and now it was time to start putting together his own team. Though he was enjoying his time as a solo player, if he wanted to progress through the game, he needed to become more active with other players. When Joe had trained and learned to trust his team, he would start teaching them ritual magic and work toward building his coven. Eventually, they would be able to shape the world with Sage Tier rituals. Joe felt a piercing gaze as he finished reading. Looking over his shoulder, he saw Tatum sitting at the table behind him, apparently unseen by the other occupants of the room. The deity winked and nodded, as if to affirm that Joe's plans were well thought out. After pointing at their guild banner, Tatum vanished, leaving behind only the smell of old books. Joe looked at the banner, noting that there was now a holographic royal seal seemingly floating over their coat of arms. He would need to point that out to someone. He sighed and stood up. It was time to get to work. His goals might still be a long way off, but he was happy with his progress to this point. Besides, Joe knew that he would never stop until he had completed everything the game offered. This concludes Ritualist by Dakota Kraut, narrated by Vikas Adam. Copyright 2018 by Dakota Kraut. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Dakota Kraut and was produced in the year 2018 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, a division of Recorded Books, which holds the copyright thereto. Please visit Tantor.com for more information on our growing library of unabridged audiobooks.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.